I'm Chelsea Reber for News Talk 1620 WTAW. A group of Texas A&M students are in Florida today to watch a rocket launch, which will take their satellite, AggieSat-4, into space. We spoke with their supervisor, Dr. Helen Reed, about the mission.
AggieSat-4 is a student satellite project at Texas A&M. It's a satellite completely designed and built by students in the AggieSat lab at Texas A&M. And I'm the faculty advisor. The NASA Johnson Space Center established this program a number of years ago between Texas A&M and the University of Texas. And this is the second mission in a multi-mission campaign. This particular mission is going up to test technologies to enable autonomous rendezvous and docking of small satellite systems in orbit. And today, as I said, we are launching the second mission in this campaign off the OA-4 Orbital Sciences ATK mission to the International Space Station. This satellite, once it's taken up to the International Space Station, it's packed in foam. It's kind of like checked baggage. And the astronauts will take the package and put it on the space station and unpack it. And they will affix antennas and take off solar panel covers and things like that. And then they'll affix it onto a plate and send it out the Japanese airlock with the robotic arm, and then it'll be launched off into orbit. And this should happen sometime in January. And then after that, we will start to work with the satellite and communicate with it and collect data down.
Okay, so the rocket is scheduled to launch today, correct?
Yes.
Okay, yes. Okay. And so, and then I guess just the time it takes to get everything situated, then in January, you guys will actually be able to analyze the data that it's sending back?
We will first be able to communicate with it.
Communicate with it. Okay. Yes. Okay. And you talked a little bit about the University of Texas. So there is a relationship here because they also have something involved. Can you just talk a little bit more about the project relationship between A&M and UT?
Absolutely. This project is a close collaboration between the students at the two schools. Each school builds a satellite, and the two satellites are expected to cooperate together in space. To show that you can do complex missions with small satellites in orbit. For this particular mission, Texas built a smaller satellite than the AggieSat satellite, and it is actually contained within the AggieSat spacecraft. So when AggieSat 4 is released from the International Space Station, we will drift away from the space station, and then when NASA says it seems that we are far enough away from the space station so as not to cause any inadvertent damage to the space station, then we will release Bevo 2 into orbit, and then we will work together, passing information back and forth, tracking each other, imaging each other, doing those kinds of those technology demonstrations that will eventually enable these small missions to actually be able to come together and drift apart and so forth.
This took 5 years to build, correct?
This particular mission has been going on for about 5 years.
Okay.
And that happens because, you know, requirements can change, launch vehicles can change, things like that. So that's pretty common in the aerospace industry, that your path may take different turns as you're going from the beginning of a project to the actual, mm-hmm. you know, implementation of it. Mm-hmm. So the students are learning a very valuable lesson here, not only in learning how to communicate with other groups, but also some of the real life, the way things are really done in real life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The name of the satellite is AggieSat-4. Was there a
yes.
1, 2, and a 3 beforehand?
There were 1, 2, and 3. AggieSats 1 and 3 were designs that were created by the students, but they didn't end up being launched. They were shorter-term projects. But the students learned how to take requirements and then realize them through designing and selecting and creating space hardware. But it ended up being more of just a study. AggieSat 2 actually launched back in 2009 off of Space Shuttle 127, STS-127. And it lasted for 230 days in orbit. We got data on day one, and we got data on the very last day before it actually burned up in orbit, as it was supposed to.
Can you explain just a little bit more what exactly it is that you guys will be collecting from the satellite? What kind of data?
The spacecraft, both spacecraft carry on board a new GPS system, global positioning system that the Johnson Space Center has developed. So we will be helping characterize that system for NASA. As well, we will be passing our information on where we are based on that data back and forth between the two spacecraft. And we will use that information to figure out where the other spacecraft is and command our spacecraft, or they will do the same, to point at the other spacecraft, to actually to track it, to slew around, hold position, track the, you know, in tracking the other satellites, so the information is continually being passed back and forth between the two. And then we will also be imaging each other as long as we are in range and passing those images down to Earth. And these particular technologies we're demonstrating, we will then build on for the next mission. The whole point of this whole Lone Star campaign, as NASA has called it, is to build up in technology capability for these small satellites. And so by the time we do our last mission, we will actually do a full mission where the two spacecraft will be flying up there separately, and then they will dock. They will undock, they will fly around each other, come back together again, and so forth. And that will be a real feat for our students to accomplish.
It's 50 kilograms, so for those of us who aren't kilo savvy, how many pounds does this satellite weigh?
The satellite weighs, on Earth, about 110 pounds.
Okay. Well, Dr. Reed, is there anything else before I let you go?
I just want to say I am exceedingly proud of what the students have accomplished. They are, for the most part, undergraduate students, freshmen, through seniors, and then graduate students helping out as well. They do this work extracurricularly. They participate on this project because they love satellites, they love space, and I really see these young men and women as our future explorers.
Thanks again to Dr. Helen Reed for speaking with us more about AggieSat Lab and AggieSat-4's journey up into space. Again, for more information, you can find them on Facebook at AggieSat. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.